Riders in the Tour de France headed into altitude today as they made their first push into the mountains. The longest stage of the tour, 147 miles between Limoges and Saint-Flour in central France. And fittingly enough, on this Bastille Day, it was a Frenchman who won the stage, Richard Vironc, in 6 hours 22 minutes. John Wilcoxon of the magazine Velo News is covering the tour, as he has for 36 years, and he says Vironc was given a hero's welcome by his fellow Frenchmen.
He was very well supported. There was banners and posters and cheers for him all the way. He's a very popular cyclist in France. This was the seventh stage of the Tour de France he's won in his 12 years of competing here.
How does the Tour de France change as it heads into the mountains? They're now in the center of France and are heading down to the Pyrenees. What changes about the race at this point?
Well, the first week or so was in Belgium and northern France and then into Brittany. It's mostly flat stages, and there's been a lot of rain and crashes. And so today was the first day we had sunshine all day, and with 9 mountain climbs, it really sorted out the strongest riders from the weaker riders.
What does it take for a top cyclist to do particularly well in these mountainous areas?
There's many factors. Obviously, genetically, you've got to have a very high power-to-weight ratio. So someone like Lance Armstrong, he's 5'10" and weighs about 150 pounds, which is a pretty good build for a climber. But he's also got to do very intensive training, both in the mountains and in the gym through the winter. And then he's got to have a very strong team to help him. And they take the pressure off him on the flatter stages until he's ready to come through on the higher mountain stages like the coming up in the Pyrenees this Friday and Saturday.
Now, he is currently sixth overall, as I understand it. How does it look for him in the race overall? Can you tell at this point, or is it too soon to tell?
Well, he's in a very good position because the 5 men ahead of him, none of them are established riders for going for the overall victory. The only one who has any chance of finishing in the top 10 is probably the man who won today, Richard Vironc. But Lance will beat him in the time trials and probably in the mountains as well.
Now, the Tour de France wraps up on July 25th. Tell us what we should be looking for in the 11 days to come. They're heading into the mountains next. What should we look for?
Well, there's several key stages. There's this Friday, there's the first mountaintop finish in the Pyrenees at a ski resort called La Mangy. And the last time we went there, Lance Armstrong actually won the stage there. The following day is a much longer stage with many more mountains and some 15,000 feet of climbing, which finishes at another ski resort called Plateau de Bayle. And again, 2 years ago, Lance Armstrong finished first in the stage up there. But he'll have a lot of more competition this year. We feel that, in particular, the German rider Jan Ulrich, who has finished second 5 times and won the race in 97, he has a good chance of matching Armstrong there. And also the other American, Tyler Hamilton, who is only 43 seconds behind Armstrong at this point in the race. He's lying 11th. And we could look for those three to be battling out for the yellow jersey in the final week of the race.
Well, Mr. Wilcoxon, thanks for talking with us, and enjoy the rest of the tour.
Thanks very much. It's a pleasure talking to you.
John Wilcoxon is editorial director of Velo News, a journal of competitive cycling. He spoke with us from Saint-Flour in central France after the 10th stage of the tour.